into the theater part of the world. Like, they're still applicable to so many different fields of work.
Yeah, the organizational skills, communication skills, so transferable.
So I guess before we get too into it, anyone that's interested in the club, how would you describe it? Or how would you say the first step to getting involved would be?
Yeah, absolutely. So first, in terms of first steps for getting involved, we have a Facebook page, UBC Players. We're pretty quick to answer. That Matt, that's headed by our promotions head. Shout out to Matthew Rhodes.
Woo!
Woo! So yeah, through Facebook, through our website. On our website, you can also find our email for our just like our general info account if you have questions. Okay, I'd say in terms of how I would describe the club, I would say we really focus on accessibility. We think that theater is for everyone and that everyone should be able to do theater. So we welcome people who've never done theater before. We welcome people who've done theater their entire lives. We have a variety of different events so that people with different levels of experience can still participate. So while our productions are audition-based, we have other events that are open to everyone, irrespective of experience level. So that's something we really, really focus on and really, really value, is just inclusion of everyone who wants to be there.
We basically think, like, our philosophy of life is that everybody loves theater, they just don't know it yet. And working on theater is a great way to kind of get involved in that community.
Yeah. We're also very community-based. So, yes, we are a theater collective. Yes, we do productions. Yes, we do theater workshops. But we're also just a little family. Like, that's how, when we came on this year as presidents, that was kind of one of the first things we said was, this is your group. This is your home on campus. So that's something that I think is really, really lovely. Like, we have an executive team and, you know, we, like, go to each other's birthday parties and stuff. And it's a little family. So I think that's something that's really important to us is, yes, this is your professional network. These are your colleagues. But also these are the people you call when, you know,
you need to move.
You need to move. Yeah, you need help moving or you're having a bad day. So that's something that's really important to us.
So it sounds like you guys are definitely incredibly inclusive.
Yeah.
And that's really lovely. And especially in theater, it can be pretty, a little cutthroat sometimes because of the industry.
Super cutthroat, yeah.
But because of that inclusivity, you guys must be a pretty big group.
We try to be. we definitely encourage as many people as possible to join us in whatever, however they can. And so, again, like, our productions are audition-based, so that doesn't mean that everybody gets to be in them. Which does suck, but we do try and kind of try to, like, make up for that, I guess. That's not the right way to put it, but kind of make room for them in our events and kind of have our events be a place for people who, like, maybe didn't get in or who were too late to audition to kind of get involved as well. Don't know if that answered your question.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay.
So I've heard you guys have a lot of workshops.
Yes.
What kind of workshops do you usually hold? What's coming up?
Yeah, we're actually, so last term we did have our musical theater workshop and we're remounting that this term. Elena, do you remember when that's happening? Because I don't remember offhand.
That is happening, I want to say February 27th.
Maybe.
But check our website or Facebook.
Or sign up for the newsletter.
Yes.
Specific dates, we do have them, we just don't have them in our brains. So we've got our musical theater workshop, which is so fun, and we got involved with the musical theater troupe, they're another club on campus that are also super inclusive, and so we just, like, anybody, like, I am terrible at dancing, but I still, like, I feel so welcome at these events. Like, it's like a flailing potato. It's ridiculous, but it's still so fun, and everybody just has a good time, and there's absolutely no judgment for how talented you are, and so it's just a way to get everybody in there and get dancing and have fun like a bunch of idiots. So musical theater workshop's a good one. Last year we did have an improv workshop. I don't know, I think that we don't have room for that on our docket this term.
Not this term, but probably next year. And that we brought in a member of UBC Improv to come facilitate that. So we do work with other clubs on campus, like Maddie said.
Yeah, and then what were the other workshops that we're doing this term? CITR?
We're hoping to actually collaborate with CITR on a workshop. And then we also potentially might be doing an audition panel, so getting a group of directors together, having them talk about what they want to see in the audition process, kind of tips and tricks for navigating the audition process. So a mix of things that are just kind of fun and silly, like the musical theater workshop, and then things that will also help people if they're interested in, you know, breaking into the field of acting, will help people to hone their skills.
Yeah.
Cool. How big are the workshops? Like, how many people usually go?
How many would you say went to the improv workshop?
I'd say, like, between, like, 12 to, like, 30?
Yeah, it really depends. Like, it's so hard to guess, like, predict how many people will show up, because sometimes it's like, wow, it just turns out a lot of people have midterms all on the same day.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's just not going to happen, because this is a university, and school is a thing that I forget about sometimes.
Well, yeah, we all do. It happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
So, these events, are they open to the public in general?
Yeah, they are. We're talking about ways to kind of give, like, members perks at events, like free snacks for members or something like that. We haven't quite ironed out the details, but currently, yeah, events are open to everybody. And we wouldn't ever turn someone away.
No, never.
Even if we're, like, full at capacity, we'll be like, we'll just move outside or something.
Yeah,
we will find a way to include everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As best we can.
That's nice. So if someone's interested, they can just jump in and know that they'll always have a place.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And people who have different ability levels or who are differently abled, they're always welcome at these events. People are always welcome, regardless of ability level, to participate as much as they can. So level of ability is never, ever, ever something that should deter somebody from coming to these events.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So what kind of shows have you guys had?
So each term we do a bigger main stage production as well as all the events. And so last term we did a show that actually both of us are super, super proud of. We put on the show Disgraced by Ayad Akhtar, which was directed by Gavin Chima. Woo! And that was just an amazing piece of theater to work with. Me and Alina are both really passionate about social justice issues, as Alina likes to remind me every day. and it's just, that piece is really about a lot of racial tensions and tensions due to Islamophobia in the United States. And we put that on actually the week right after the United States mm-hmm. election. Like the election happened the Tuesday, we opened the Wednesday. And it was just a really, really nice to kind of have that way of expressing ourselves. And sorry, this is going off on a tangent, but
no, it's so true.
Yeah.
Art will save us in these ridiculous times.
Make art, not war.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's a really cool thing that we did. And then for the last, God, what was it, like 6 years now, we've had our Festival Dionysia, which is a one-act festival that kind of varies with how many different shows we have, depending on how people want to apply. This year, our show goes up on March 8th, mm-hmm. is, I believe, the day
yes,
we open.
Yes, March 8th.
And we have 6 shows, 4 of which are actually original pieces written by UBC students, which we're really excited to be putting on. And then we've got 2 published works from people who are professionals and, like, have their plays in anthologies because that's where we found them. So, yeah, and we're working with a lot of UBC students who are first-time directors mm-hmm. this time around, which is really cool. And I'm really passionate about Dionysia because that's an easy way to get 30-plus people involved in one production, which is always so cool, because our cast is probably going to be about 16 people. Mm-hmm. We've got 6 directors, 6 ASMs, a stage manager, God, like, what, 7 designers or something
yeah,
like that, as well as our whole exec team, which helps to put on these productions in whatever way they mm-hmm. can. So it's just a really neat way to kind of have this giant, massive people helping to put on this really cool show.
Yeah. And it's like Maddie said, these are like a lot of first-time directors, a lot of first-time playwrights. So it's a cool place to get your work out there for the first time. As an emerging playwright, it can mm-hmm. sometimes be hard to find places to put your work out there. Or as an emerging director, it can be hard to find festivals that want first-time directors. And so
yeah.
this is a great opportunity for people who've, you know, never directed or never, you know, operated a soundboard before but want to try. And we're actually still looking for a costume and a sound designer.
So if anyone
is interested, they can email productions@ubcplayersclub.com or send us a message on Facebook or check out our website.
Yeah. So how do you guys pick sort of who works on each play? I guess do people just sort of submit, like a playwright would submit their play and a director would say what they're interested in? And then was like the exec team the one that sorts everything out?
Yeah, sort of, to some extent. So the way the application process works for Dionysia is everybody submits if they want to direct, they submit a director application. If they want to just submit a script, then they submit a script. And the directors have the option of actually finding their own one act and submitting that along with their "this is why I should direct" paper, and which is what I did, because I will be directing in this one act festival, and this will be my first time directing as well, which is exciting for me. So that's what I did. I picked a published piece and submitted with that, but at least got, like, I think all of the other ones just submitted to direct just in general, and they were like, we will take whatever you want to give us, which is always really fun for me anyway. As a producer, I kind of get to play God a little bit. And then the playwrights submit their scripts, and the exec team as a whole votes on who, like, what we would like to put on, like, which scripts and which directors we think would be good to work on the festival with. Is that grammar? Mm-hmm. God. English lit student. Woo. And then it was, I think it was me, Elena, and our production manager, Danica Enad, who worked together to kind of pair the directors with the scripts, taking what we know of the director's work with how we were reading the scripts and what we were getting from the scripts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a little more about?
Yeah. So I guess something that I think is pretty cool about the club, and something that is a part of this festival, is that while the club is UBC based, it draws from the Greater Vancouver area. So actors can be actors from Vancouver, just like emerging actors or professional actors who wanna participate. One of our directors this year is a non-UBC student. So it's a cool way getting involved with the club. It's a cool way to start to network too with the Vancouver theater community, and to get to know emerging and established artists in the field who collaborate with us. So I think I'm excited. It's a cool mix of people who are new to things and people who are very well versed in things.
Mm-hmm.
And we really focus on mentorship and on the people who have experience, for them to work with the people who are just getting into things.
Yeah. How many people would you say have, like, great experience? Like, a lot. How many people would you say have, like, a lot of experience?
That are currently working with the club?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I'd say that our exec team actually has a fair bit of experience just across the board, and everybody is interested in different areas. We actually have a couple of people, more than a couple, like three, maybe four people who are actually in the BFA acting program,
mm-hmm.
And then they want to get involved in theater in a not acting capacity, so they work with us on their exec, which we are so grateful to have them. And then I personally am not an actor at all. So I am much more interested in the backstage work, and I have a lot of experience in stage management. And then Elena has a lot of experience in acting and directing.
Yeah. We work really well together as a leadership team, because Maddie has the backstage and production experience, and I have the acting and directing experience.
So we cover all the bases.
We cover
which
all
is
the
nice.
Bases.
Yeah. Oh man, what was I going to say? I don't remember.
I think it's a pretty diverse group of people. Like Maddie was saying, like, there's people who are interested in backstage work, there's people who are interested in acting and directing, so.
Sorry, I think I have the studio booked for 3. Nice. do you find that, does there tend to be, like, sort of past the players group event sort of things? Like, do you think that people go on to do, like, programs and projects sort of outside the club? Like, little collaborations?
I know that we had, actually this was something Elena did, with another member of the club. You guys put on would you call it a one act?
Like, yeah,
it's a one-woman show.
A one-woman show, yeah.
Which is really cool to see.
Back in October, about relational violence amongst young women. So that was something we did. We also, the club, collaborated with a Mexican City-based theater company, Once Once, back in September for the Vancouver Fringe Festival. So we co-produced The Orb Weaver with them.
Which is an award-winning piece.
Which is really cool.
I don't remember the name of the award, but it won a Fringe Award.
So we are trying to get more involved with collaborating with other theater companies in Vancouver and around the world, like Once Once.
And there are actually several, just like in general club things, like beyond, like theater beyond the club, there are a lot of UBC alumni that have gone on to become really great theater names, and are, that are super, super involved in the Vancouver community, and actually our connection to the Anse Orbweaver piece. Orbweaver was written and directed by this woman, Paula, who currently lives in Mexico City, and I believe that's where she's from. Mm-hmm. And she was a past UBC Players Club president, and so that's like the connection there and how we got on board with that project. So starting in Players Club is a great kind of jumping off place for people who don't know theater very well, or who are new to Vancouver and kind of want to get involved, or people who just want like a chill theater experience while they're in university, and then kind of after that realize, oh, theater is exactly what I should be doing with my life. Let me do it all the time with everything. So,
and I think also there are opportunities for people all the time who want to do different things in theater. Like as a leadership team, Maddie and I are always open to execs or members approaching us with new ideas and new initiatives for theater related things. So yeah, we're always super open for more ideas.
And more collaboration.
And more collaboration.
Cool. Love it. So it sounds like you guys said the best way to reach you guys was on Facebook or through your email?
Yeah. The email that's probably best to reach us through would be either info@ubcplayersclub.com or president@ubcplayersclub.com. President would be for more inquiries for like working with us. Info is just general club questions. The Facebook page we do respond to quite frequently.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Sounds great. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Jinx.
Breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene.
CITR 101.9 FM, you're listening to 24 Hours of Student Power. This is an all-day, all-night affair. We have two bands coming up next. We have Cursor and we have Mirepoix. That's going to be a good time. Next up is an interview Chloe did earlier today with Sauter Health and Wellness, so please listen to that. It's a really good interview. Yeah, we'll be back with another one after break. Thanks.
Hi, this is Kat, and you're listening to CITR 101.
Hello, you are into 24 Hours of Student Power on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. My name is Chloe, and I have the Sauter Health and Wellness Club in with me right now. Hello, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hello, Chloe. Thanks for having us.
No problem. So do you want to give a quick introduction to Sauter, Huey, and yourselves, your position on the team?
Right. So my name is Cecilia, and
I'm Maria.
And we're both from Sauter Health and Wellness. And essentially, we're the committee in Sauter that's really there to impact students and help make them, remind them what healthy living really is, and make sure that there's something there that's helping them de-stress throughout that year when school gets super hectic.
Cecilia is our co-chair, along with Angela. And I am the VP Corporate Relations.
Wonderful. Well, it's so great to have you both in studio with us. We have quite a bit, or some stuff, some fun projects to talk about. Let's talk a bit about your events that you run. You do a number of them throughout each school term. Do you want to give a quick rundown on all of them?
Yeah, for sure. So one of our flagship events that happens every month, Eats, and essentially it's a community by donation lunch that happens every month in our CPA hall, which is the main hall in our building. And it's where students come through and they bring their reusable containers and we serve them really delicious, healthy food, super local, lots of yummy dishes. And oftentimes we even collab with other clubs within our school. And other events we've done before in the past include bunny yoga, which we're doing again this term, super excited. And we also have events like paint night, and we've done do-it-yourself building for succulents. So all these events just really tie back to wellness and making sure students are there and they have an outlet to de-stress.
My personal favorite is definitely bunny yoga, because while the students are doing yoga with an actual professional instructor, they've got bunnies just jumping around them and being as cute as they can be. So it's It's definitely one of our most popular events, along with Hiwi Eats, which we do it every month. And every month we count on the incredible support of the Sauder community for them to show up.
Yeah, one of my favorites, too, is actually our exam care packages that happens at the end of each month, where we provide 300 care packages to our students filled with lots of goodies. And Maria, who is one of the corporate relations here, does a lot of the behind the scenes business of setting up our sponsorships, and our care packages always have awesome things in there, and it's super exciting to see the students come through.
You do a great job on that. I can never get my hands on one of those care packages. Just saying. I'm always too late, or I just got out of class. On Hiwi Eats, as you mentioned, it's a great kind of community building aspect. You have it coming up next week. So what kind of planning goes into these monthly meals?
It's actually not too bad once we've got the ball rolling. I think in September it's most hectic when our team has just started and, you know, we're working in the CPA hall again. Some students are new. They don't really know what to expect. But mostly for each Hiwi Eats, the work that goes behind it is definitely setting up our catering with local caterers and getting that food here into the building, making sure that's set up, and also having our lovely ambassadors come and join us. And they're the ones that really help make the events happen. They help volunteer and serve the food, make sure the line's flowing smoothly. So lots of it is just behind the scenes booking and making sure that everyone and everything is there to make the event happen.
And as well, the students, the fact that they show up, there's no point in having a well-oiled machine if you're not actually using it. So along with having a great team and great support from health ambassadors, it's great to see students coming out to club events and supporting other students in these events that are created by students for students.
And there's always delicious food, so that's a plus as well.
That's always a bonus.
Oh, yeah.
And Paint Night is coming up as well, and on February 7th. So what is kind of like the objective of that specific event?
Mm-hmm. I think for us, because one of our main goals is to really have that sense of community building within Sauder, events like Paint Night really provide a space where students can come and they can hang out with friends and meet new people, and they're really there to just de-stress and really have art as an outlet for them to do that.
Cool. So now I have a question for each of you, because of like your club or your services, goals and values. What does healthy living mean to each of you?
Well, part of it, a big part is nutrition. As university students, we're often busy in hectic lives and we've got a lot going on. So finding the time to feed yourself properly, you know, giving yourself the right nutrition is definitely important, and definitely something that Hiwi has helped me, especially with the events and things like Hiwi Eats. We always make sure that the food we provide is healthy and nutritious. So nutrition is a big part of it, as well as connections to meet. Going to university, I'm from Mexico City, so I came to Vancouver for the first time. And I didn't know anybody, so having that connection and that support from other students and friends is also a big part of healthy living, and definitely something that I've found from Hiwi.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's similar. Nutrition is a huge part of my healthy living mindset as well, but aside from that, I think the whole idea of taking time to yourself and really emphasizing on self-care and reflection is part of my healthy living habits. I think students these days are super busy and they're always on the roll, never stopping. They want to do as much as they can. And it's super awesome to be ambitious, but it's also really important to reflect back on what you have done and what your goals are. And I think through that, your sense of direction is always clear that way. And you never feel like you're taking on too much, which I think is super important.
That's great. Well, I think you both embody Hiwi and healthy living so well. We're going to take a quick break. I believe, Maria, you chose a song, so would you like to introduce it?
Yeah, well, on the topic of healthy living, it's also, for me, I found very important to keep a healthy connection with the people and friends that I love back at home. So this is just a shout out to my family. I used to bond over this song with my dad.
Shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime boxing, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places. But the horns, they blowing that sound. Way on down south. Way on down south, London town. You check out Guitar George. He knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If any old guitar is all he can afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his thing. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. Got a daytime job, he's doing all right. He can play the honky tonk like anything, saving it up Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing. Rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans, they play Creole. Creole.
Welcome back. You once again are listening to 24 Hours of Student Power on CATR 101.9 FM. My name is Chloe, and I'm joined by Cecilia and Maria from Sauter Huey. Hello.
Hi.
So that song was great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Great choice. Let's talk. I'm sure both of you are familiar with it. Was Bell's Let's Talk Day just on Wednesday, bringing awareness to mental health, informing others, access to support and services, and how important that is. So healthy eating, of course, is not just about having a healthy and positive lifestyle, but that with your mindset as well. So how do you incorporate this and then community building, what you talked about earlier, into your student service?
Well, our student service is built up of from people with from different years and different specializations within Sauter. So I think that's it builds for a more special community that isn't just from a certain major or a certain interest. So we're a group of friends who are different in age, different in interests, but we all work together towards a common goal. And hopefully find role models within each other and are able to build those special friendships, that bring us together as a community.
Mm-hmm. And I think what's super awesome about our service is the fact that in terms of community building, we really make sure that we're that voice within Sauter that is there to say, hey, like, if you ever need someone to lean on, that's us. We're here to provide you with support. And I think it really stems from healthy living, which is why that's what we really aim to do. But on top of that, I think even within our own team, because we treat this as it's such a soft spot in all of our hearts that we're always there for each other. And so we are a community within ourselves. And through that, that's how we really express that to the rest of the school, too.
It's great that you have that family aspect. Can you just say a few words about the team you have? What's so great about being a part of Huey? You did hiring recently, right?
Oh, yeah. Hiring was great. I mean, we always get so many applications into Huey, and it's great to see how engaged students are, how excited they are to get involved. And I think what my favorite part about the team is just everyone treats this not as a job. They see it as something they're just super passionate about. They want to be there every single day, and they're always willing to do more. And it's so great to see that because it just lets us bond so much easier, and everyone is not just there to work with each other. We're really friends.
A perspective of how into each other we are, and we've all been designated a fruit or vegetable. I am carrots. Yeah, I'm a carrot.
Yeah, Maria loves carrots. I'm a raspberry, just because I love raspberries. But yeah, we're the produce fam. We never discriminate. It's awesome, you know. Like, if you're a vegetable, you're a fruit. You're part of the produce fam.
I love that inclusivity, and that is great. So I'm sure everyone has a fun. Do you call each other by your produce names?
No, we're too busy being savage with each other.
So that's great. Let's talk about how you're also kind of pro-local. You support and partner with local brands that share the same values as you. Chomp Vegan Eatery, Commodity Juicery, Granola Girl. What is the importance of partnering with local businesses and promoting their products at the same time?
Yeah, my role as VP Corporate Relations is reaching out to those companies that share the same values first and foremost. We look for our local companies that are trying to spread a positive message to communities, and it's amazing to have these big companies willing to support students and just building towards healthier living.
Mm-hmm. I think what I've noticed, especially in Vancouver, is whether the company is big or small, whether they've just started or they've expanded onto this West Coast, is everyone's goal at the end of the day is the same, and they really are so passionate about healthy living that they just want to get the word out there of how important it is. So that's why collaborating with them is always so awesome, and seeing their reactions to how we are using their products or their services at our events is awesome. Like, just the engagement between us and them, it's always there.
Amazing. So you have a lot coming up for term two. Do you want to briefly say what each of you are most excited for? And then finally, where can people find out more information about Sauter Huey?
I'm graduating this year, so I look forward to these last events definitely, and just getting that community feel. I'm really excited about paint night. It'll be definitely very relaxing, especially now with midterms coming up. It's a chance for students to de-stress and take some time off.
Mm-hmm. I'm most excited for bunny yoga just because I really hope there's a chance to actually do the yoga this year. And we actually just confirmed today that we're going to get 20 bunnies with us in the yoga Yay. Room. So that's super exciting.
And then socials. Where can people find you?
Oh, for socials, you can find us on Sauder Health and Wellness on Facebook, or you can go to sauderhuey.com online, and we're always active on our Facebook and our Instagram, and you can find the handle at sauderhuey.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both so much for coming in and chatting with us. We look forward to your upcoming events. Cecilia, you chose a song to end things off. Do you want to introduce it?
Yes. So this song is by Natalie Prass, and it's called My Baby Don't Understand Me. And I saw her when she came last year with San Fermín touring. Super awesome. Definitely check her out.
I'm afraid I don't feel anything at all. In the name of love, I keep close, but I am gone. We're stuck with his stride, even when the road is long. Climbing one step at a time, waiting for a reason to fall. Our love is like a long goodbye. We keep waiting for the train to cry, because my baby don't understand me. Goodbye. Our love is a long goodbye.
Hours of Student Power. Here with some interviews today. You're listening to Dancing Queen, ABBA, Slowed Down. Next up is UBC V-Day. Stay tuned for that interview.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
February 4th at Open Studios in Vancouver, Sequential Circus celebrates 10 years of showcasing cutting-edge West Coast live electronic music with Sequential Circus 20.